This is Audible.
Penguin presents Mythos, Stories from Ancient Greece, as retold by Stephen Fry. The Beginning. 1. Out of Chaos. These days, the origin of the universe is explained by proposing a Big Bang, a single event that instantly brought into being all the matter from which everything and everyone are made. The ancient Greeks had a different idea. They said that it all started not with a bang, but with chaos. Was chaos a god, a divine being, or simply a state of nothingness? Or was chaos, just as we would use the word today, a kind of terrible mess, like a teenager's bedroom, only worse? Think of chaos, perhaps, as a kind of grand cosmic yawn, and as in a yawning chasm or a yawning void. Whether chaos brought life and substance out of nothing, or whether chaos yawned life up or dreamed it up or conjured it up in some other way, I don't know. I wasn't there, nor were you. And yet, in a way, we were, because all the bits that make us were there. It is enough to say that the Greeks thought it was chaos, who, with a massive heave or a great shrug or hiccup, vomit or cough, began the long chain of creation that has ended with pelicans and penicillin and toadstools and toads, sea lions, seals, lions, human beings and daffodils, and murder and art and love and confusion and death and madness and biscuits. Whatever the truth, science today agrees that everything is destined to return to chaos. It calls this inevitable fate entropy, part of the great cycle from chaos to order and back again to chaos. Your trousers began as chaotic atoms that somehow coalesced into matter that ordered itself over eons into a living substance that slowly evolved into a cotton plant that was woven into the handsome stuff that sheathes your lovely legs. In time, you will abandon your trousers. Not now, I hope. And they will rot down in a landfill or be burned. In either case, their matter will at length be set free to become part of the atmosphere of the planet. And when the sun explodes and takes every particle of this world with it, including the ingredients of your trousers, all the constituent atoms will return to cold chaos. And what is true for your trousers is, of course, true for you. So the chaos that began everything is also the chaos that will end everything. Now, you might be the kind of person who asks, but who or what was there before chaos? Or who or what was there before the Big Bang? There must have been something. Well, there wasn't. We have to accept that there was no before, because there was no time yet. No one had pressed the start button on time. No one had shouted, now. And since time had yet to be created, time words like before, during, when, then, after lunch, and last Wednesday had no possible meaning. It screws with the head, but there it is. The Greek word for everything that is the case, what we would call the universe, is cosmos. And at the moment, although moment is a time word and makes no sense just now, neither does the phrase just now, at the moment, cosmos is chaos and only chaos, because chaos is the only thing that is the case. A stretching, a tuning up of the orchestra. But things are about to change very quickly.